Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. God has provided us with sufficient intelligence to be able to read and to understand the revelation He has so graciously given. But man's intellect alone could never have discovered what God wanted us to know. God had to open his mind, figuratively speaking, and let man look inside to learn what we must do to be saved and to stay saved. 1 Corinthians 2, 6-11. Those great truths that God had kept in his mind from all eternity can now be known because God, by his Holy Spirit, has revealed them unto us. He has revealed those great ideas in words that the Holy Spirit teaches. 1 Corinthians 2, 12-13. But the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. 1 Corinthians 2:14. The key to understanding this verse is the meaning of the term natural man. Calvinists generally agree that the term means the unconverted man. In his outstanding set of books, Word Pictures of the New Testament, Dr. A.T. Robertson, one of the world's greatest Greek scholars, says the expression means an unregenerate man, volume 4, page 89. He did not arrive at that definition from his knowledge of the Greek, but from his theological beliefs. Dr. Robertson was a Calvinist and could hardly have given another definition that was consistent with his basic beliefs about the nature of man. Dr. F. W. Grosheide's excellent commentary on the first epistle to the Corinthians takes the same position. He says the natural man has an unchanged nature, that is, unconverted. There is no reference here to an antithesis between soul and body, but to one between the unconverted and the converted life. Page 73. W. Harold Mayer's commentary on 1 Corinthians says Paul is speaking of the unsaved man in general. Page 202. While I respect these men's sincerity and scholarship, I must disagree with their views on the natural man. There are some facts about Paul's letter we should understand. The epistle was not addressed to the unregenerate or to unconverted man. It was addressed to Christians. In addition, if the unsaved or unconverted cannot receive or accept the things of the Spirit of God, why preach to him? Why waste our time, energy, and money by going into all the world and preaching to the unsaved if they cannot understand and receive the truths of the gospel? The church with which I work supports missionaries in the Ukraine and in Romania, but would not that money be better spent in feeding the hungry, since the unsaved in Eastern Europe cannot understand what our missionaries are teaching? The word natural is a translation of the Greek psychikos and literally means soulish man. The context of this word provides insight into its meaning. Paul has been contrasting the wisdom of the world with the wisdom of God. The person who depends on his own wisdom and will not listen to the wisdom of God cannot be pleasing to God. Even if he is a Christian, and the Corinthians were, if he does not have the right attitude, that is, if he is not spiritually minded, he will reject what God has revealed. Neither the converted nor the unconverted will receive the things of God if they consider them to be foolish. For example, on the one hand, the Jews considered the cross a stumbling block, and the Greeks thought of it as being foolish. 1 Corinthians 1:23. On the other hand, the spiritually minded, both Jews and Greeks, knew it was the power of God and the wisdom of God. 1 Corinthians 1:24. Whether we receive the things of God depends on our attitude toward sacred things. Is that not what Jesus meant when he told some Jews, "If any man will to do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself." John 7:17. Thank you for listening today. May our Heavenly Father bless you.